الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة، قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك، قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. درشه پلنے اللهم صل على سيدنا وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, cherisher, the merciful one, the gracious one, the lord of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, the rabb of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, the rabb of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, the Rabb of Isa alayhi salatu was salam, and the Rabb of Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Muhammad Mustafa, Muhammad Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, alhamdulillah, from the very beginning of the month of Ramadan, we have been covering some very important issues with regards to takhliqu as-samawati wal-ard, the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam, the first man, the first prophet, and the father of all humanity, his encounter with Shaitan, Iblis, the accursed one, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam's celestial period, his descension, alhamdulillah, much has been covered. Adam alayhi salatu was salam is that prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who holds a very unique position. He is privileged, the only messenger, the only Nabi, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave instructions to the Nurani makhluk, the Malaika, the Farishta, the angels, that they must bow down, they must prostrate to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. None has this honor except for Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam with his own hands, that has also been explained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him in his own image, that has also been explained. And when you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a detailed description with regards to the takhliq, the creation of Adam alayhi salatu was salam. Inna matala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam khalaqahu min turabin thumma qala lahu kun fayakun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Adam alayhi salatu was salam's ingredients in the making of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, Allah says he is created from dust, and with dust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mixed that dust with water. Har cheez ki takhleeq pani ke zariye se hoti hai. ثم قال له كن. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the command كن بِإِذْ فَيَكُونَ. And Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, alhamdulillah, was in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, breathing and alive. This hukum of Allah, kun fayakun, is the secret formula that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not disclosed to humanity. That is His prerogative, that is only of the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is His command. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. No one has been given the knowledge of ruh, the soul. Ruh kya hai, kisi ko nahi pata. That is the hukam, that is the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ruh entered into Adam alayhi salatu wa salam from the head section. Upar se niche phir ruh dakhil ho gayi. Alhamdulillah, this subject has been covered, the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. When we look into the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a detailed description of how generally human beings are created. And the specifics are also given. Every detail that insan goes through, every phase that insan goes through is mentioned in the kalam, the glorious speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, Quran Kareem ko sune. Ya ayyuhan nas, in kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'ath. If you are in doubt of resurrection, ba'ath ba'd al-maut, Allah ka tumhe dubara uthana. If you are in doubt of resurrection, فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Then I am that Allah who has created you from dust. تمہاری تخلیق اصلاً تو مٹی سے ہے. ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. سبحان اللہ. ثُمَّ, the word ثُمَّ denotes here, gives us an understanding that the first phase and the second phase, there was a pause, there was an interval between the two phases. ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. After the collection of dust, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that into a liquid form. Allah created you from a drop of sperm, a drop of semen. ایک ہی نُطْفَة کافی. ثُمَّ مِن عَلَقَةٍ. And after a drop of sperm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates you in a very different way, a clinging clot of blood. Jama huwa khoon, clinging clot of blood. Thumma min mudghah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns that into a lump of flesh, or in the medical terms, a lump of tissue. مخلقة وغير مخلقة لنبين لكم. سبحان الله العظيم. Allah says, it is my hukam and my amr. If I give the orders, that child is born with health in a complete form. He has a shape. Allah gives him all the features of a human being. And if it is not the amr of Allah, then he is incomplete. Allah shapes it, or Allah creates him without the figures, the postures, and without the limbs, without a shape. Aur bazon ne to ye bhi kaha hai ke to abort, when the child comes out from the mother's womb, this is what is meant here by غَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَ, that Allah does not create and Allah wishes not for that child to be born. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَّاءُ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And then we settle you in the wombs of your mothers. وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَّاءُ, for an appointed time, controlled temperature. Controlled temperature. حفاظت کے ساتھ بچہ دانی, بچا محفوظ اندر. ونقر في الارحام ما نشاء الى اجل مسمى ثم نخرجكم طفلا. And after a period of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his amr. And subhanallah, a beautiful baby comes out from the stomach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes that child out, and he is a tifl, an infant. ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّكُمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his glorious speech, in his beautiful kalam, that it is by my permission, I give the hukam. The cells grow inside the body, and he reaches to that age of maturity. Ye bachcha fir baligh ho jata hai ek din mein, ek waqt mein, ek muddat mein. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then it is up to me. For some, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them death in a young age. Someone who is very young, 20, 25, 30 saal ki umar mein kisi ka intikal ho jata. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْعُمَرِ. And for some, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them and blesses them with a long age, and they reach that age of أَرْضَلِ عُمَرِ, when they lose their senses, the memory power becomes very, very weak, they become senile. They become senile. Jaise ek aadmi razilul umar ho jata hai burhape mein, when he is old, he forgets very, very quickly. Whatever he wants to do, he forgets. And he needs the help of the grandchildren that are around. Ila arzalil umar likay la ya'lam min ba'd ilmin shay'a. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns him around, a reverse process. The brain becomes weak, like the mind of a child. And what he knows, he forgets very, very quickly. This entire cycle, this method of how insan is created, and he goes through the different phase, is also mentioned in the Quran. Completely different from the creation of Adam alayhi salatu was salam. Why Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created in an adult form. Isliye jannat mein jayenge to kis umar mein jayenge hum? The age of Adam alayhi salatu was salam will be given to us. He was created in that adult form. And that is why one lady came to Hazrat Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, an old lady, and she said, Ya Rasulullah, lift up your hands and make dua for me. Allah give me Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at that old lady and said, you won't go to Jannah. You won't go to Jannah. Ye budhi aurat jannat mein nahi jayegi. Tawajjuh meri taraf tawajjuh. This old lady, you won't go to Jannah. And she started crying. Until Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, this lady is crying. If you say she won't go to Jannah, how will she enter Jannah? Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam said, she won't enter into Jannah in that skin of hers. She'll enter into Jannah very beautiful, very young. She will be given the age of Adam alayhi salatu was salam. Some have said 32, some have said 33, some have said 34, some have said 35, but very young. So her entry into Jannah will be in that state that she will be young and beautiful. So Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created. Hazrat Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya that the lady will be entering Jannah in that condition that she will be very young. Itna samajh le bhai ke jawani ke andar jannat mein dakhil hona hai. Ikhtilaf ko chhod de. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a clear explanation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam and how insan humanity comes into existence, how insan is created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, it is also recorded in the books of ahadith that He stroked the back of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And all the descendants of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam came out. How did they come out? How did they look? The mufassireen are very quiet. They make sukut. They don't give us any details of that. The ulama have mentioned that all the descendants of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam were shown to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. The description that we find in the hadith is that some of them had noor between the eyes. And when Adam alayhi salatu wa salam saw the descendants, he noticed his one child that had a lot of noor between the two eyes. And there was this great light emanating out. And he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Allah, who is this? Who is this? From my children, what is the name of this child? Itna ziyada noor phail raha hai, ye kaun hai?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, "This is your son, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam." Kaun? Hazrat Dawood. Dawood alayhi salam par kaun si kitab nazil? Zabur. "This is your son, Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam." And when he looked at Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, there is this natural love that the father has for his child. And subhanallah, there is a long period of time between Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Allah, what is the age of my son Dawood alayhi salam?" He is a Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam that your son Dawood, his age is 60. Sittina sana. Kitni umar hogi unki? 60 saal ki. He loved Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. There was so much noor from the ruh of Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam that he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Allah, give 40 years of my age to my son Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam." Baat sun rahe ya nahi aap? "Give 40 years of my age to my son Dawood alayhi salam." This is the love that the father has for the child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, "Are you sure that you want to give 40 years of your life to your son? Because whatever you wish, that will be decreed. It will be done. That will close the chapter. The age will be transferred. 40 years will be taken out from your age and given to your son Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. Is this what you want?" And he looked at Dawood alayhi salam and he said, "Yes, 40 years dene mein kya hai?" Subhanallah. Ji. Ek sahabi te dua kar rahe te. Ek sahabi dua kar rahe te. Dua kar rahe te aur yun dua kar rahe te. "Ya Allah, jannat mein sirf mujhe aap dakhil kare aur mere nabi huzur alayhi salam ko. Aur kisi ko jane ki zarurat nahi." Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne aakar phir usko kaha, کہ بے ایسے بخیل بھی مت بنو، اللہ کی جنت تو بہت وسیع ہے، اللہ کے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں. ایسا دل تھا آدم علیہ السلام کا. That when he looked at Dawood علیہ السلام, he said, "I am prepared to give him whatever I can give him at this moment is my age. So I am prepared to sacrifice 40 years of my life and give it to him." Subhanallah, آدم علیہ السلام, when he came down on earth, it is said that in the area of Hind, in that part of the region, Hind, isme sab kuch aa jata hai bhai, aapka Sri Lanka jo us waqt ki baat aap kar rahe the, In Hind, he stayed for approximately 300 years. بعضے لوگوں نے یہ نکتہ نکالا ہے کہ ہند کی زمین میں علم بہت زیادہ ہے, اس کی وجہ یہ ہے آدم علیہ السلام کا ورود اور برکت وہاں ہے, آدم علیہ السلام کی برکات وہاں. And for 300 years he was in that area of Hind. And the tasbih that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. This was his tasbih. Separated from his wife, Hazrat Hawa. For 300 years, Subhanallah al-Azim, it is said that when Adam alayhi salatu was salam reached that age, when he was 960 years, kitne umar? 960 years. Who came to visit him? Malakul Maut. Malakul Maut kisi ko chhodta hai bhai? Kisi ko nahi chhodta. Idha jaa ajaluhum la yasta'khirun sa'atan wa la yastaqdimun. When your time comes, you have to go. No concession. Not a single second is given to that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He decides the birth that this human being will be born on this date, there is no concession, no extra minutes, nothing is taken away, no plus, no minus. That child is born precisely. And when the time of death comes, again, subhanallah, that person goes, the ruh is taken out to the exact time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allocated for that individual. 960 years and Malakul Maut comes. And he said to Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and this is in respect of all Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, that when death comes to them, first permission is taken. If you remember that Malakul Maut came to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and he caught Musa alayhi salatu was salam at the wrong time. And he was not in that form, but a human form, Malakul Maut. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam slapped him. Zor se tamacha rasid kiya, mara ek usko. And this is in the hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned this. In the case of every Nabi, permission is taken. Rab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was breathing his last. Ahle Bayt were in the house. And he said to the members of the family that I want all of you to vacate the room now. According to Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullah Alayhi, recorded in Khasaisul Kubra, Malakul Maut came and also Hazrat Khidr Alayhi Salatu Wassalam came to do mulaqat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. And with great love and affection, permission was taken from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked me now that it is the time for you, it is time that I expunge from your body the ruh that Allah has put in. He said that Allah has given me 1,000 years to live in this dunya. What about my 40 years? What about my 40 years. Meri 40 saal. Abhi to baki 960. Allah told him you will stay for 1,000 years. And Malakul Maut looked at Adam alayhi salatu was salam. He was prepared. And he said to Adam alayhi salatu was salam, did you not give 40 years to your son Dawood alayhi salam? Did you not give 40 years to your son Dawood alayhi salam that you want an extra 40 years? And Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam then remembered. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, this is the fitrah of insan, that insan can forget. This is insan. Insan forgets very, very quickly. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam has said, because Adam alayhi salatu wasalam forgot, his children also forget. Because Adam alayhi salatu wasalam forgot here, his children also forget. And this is where the Arabic name is given to human beings, insan. Insan, ya Arabi lafz hai nisyan se, or nisyan ka mana to forget. When you look at the Quran and how weak insan is, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described insan in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Man is created very weak, insan is very weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. Insan is created with a hasty nature. He wants to do things very, very quickly. There is no sabr inside him. He wants to do things very fast. مِنْ عَجَلٍ. This ujla is inside him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا. And that insan is qatura. What is qatura? Qatura means he is a miser. Bada bakhil hai insan. Isliye Allah ne apne khazane ki taqseem usko nahi di. Qatura, he is bakhil, he is miser in his nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, innal insana li rabbihi lakanood. Lakanood. That insan is also kanood. Insan is also kanood. What is kanood? Kanood kya hai? Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi, the tafsir of this ayat-i kareema, kanood. He says, kanood means that that person identifies the blessing and the bounty that is given to him, but he forgets the giver of that bounty. He forgets the giver of that blessing. Allah ki ni'mat ko wo istimal to karta hai, lekin insan us ni'mat ko dene wala, Mun'im haqiqi, dene wali zaat, usko wo bhul jata hai. He forgets the giver. Who gave him this blessing? And this is what insan is, that he is lakanood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes insan in the Quran. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الدُّرُّ دَعَانَ لِجَنْبِهِ وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَآ بِجَانِبِهِ. And that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the human being, he becomes very arrogant. When he has got dunya, when he has got everything in front of him, then he becomes very, very arrogant. Very arrogant. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَأُوسَ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him to test, he becomes despondent. نَاُمِيد. مَايُوس ہو جاتا ہے. Allah ki zaat se نَاُمِيد. اتنا کچھ Allah نے دیا, لیکن اللہ نے تھوڑی سی تکلیف دی تو وہ بندہ کیا ہو جاتا ہے؟ نا امید ہو جاتا ہے. اللہ پاک مجھے آپ کو توفیق دے کہ ہم اپنی زندگی کو ٹھیک طریقے سے استعمال کریں. That's why نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was questioned, who is in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most fortunate one? The most fortunate one. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man tala umruhu wa hasuna amaluhu. The one who Allah has given a long life, and in his long life, he has always remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he was young, when he was 20, when he was 30, same condition. When he was 20, he would frequent the house of Allah. When he was 30, Takbir-e-Ula was there. When he was 40, no changes. Subhanallah. In fact, it would increase. When he was 50, 60, throughout, mashaAllah, the time that Allah has given him, he was busy in the remembrance of Allah, fulfilling his duty, making sure that all the awamir have been completed and complete, and he abstains completely from the nawahi. That person is very, very fortunate. Aaj insaan ko dekhe na, mere azizo. He feels that today, alhamdulillah, this has happened, I have bought that, I have bought that. 25, 30, 40 hazar ki gari Allah ne usko di hai. Lekin ye nahi samajhta ki Allah Rabbul Alameen ne usko dunya mein kitna mashgul kar diya. He has no time. This insaan hasn't got time for himself. This man was telling me, Maulana, I am so busy, I don't even have time to trim my mustache. Bichara, qabil rahm aadmi. He hasn't got time to trim his mustache.
And same thing, after the month of Ramadan, the shaitan comes out again. Nafs and shaitan both attack. And the full dose of sins is the maestro of all evils. This is shaitan. He's a professional person in his own way. Gunaon mein. Isko itna mashghool kar deta hai. Misses from jamaat, salat. Sometimes namaz is made qaza. Recitation of the Quran becomes weak. His thinking becomes very weak. He thinks differently of the ayat and of the sharia and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we become steadfast. Istiqamat hum ikhtiyar kare. And the ruh of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was then taken. It is said that the malaika came, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam came and gave ghusl to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And gave kafan to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And they made dua behind him and they buried him. Who were they? The malaika, the angels. Subhanallah al-Azim. It is said that when he was in the area of Hind, that region, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a command to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam that he must go and visit the area of Ardh-e Quds and the city of Makkah. The angels came down and met Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and with the company of the angels, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam walked it from Hind to Makkatul Mukarramah. And everything was shown to him. He cut through Sara Ilaka, Middle East. He saw the area of Al-Quds and he entered Hijaz, Saudi Arabia, came to Makkatul Mukarramah. And their revelation was given to the wife, Hazrat Hawa, who was in Jeddah, that if you want to meet your husband, you can meet your husband in the area of Makkah. The ulama have mentioned that Adam alayhi salatu was salam was in the company of the angels, and he got close to Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam, the wife of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, in what we know today that area as Muzdalifa. And the Arabic word Muzdalifa means to come close. And Adam alayhi salatu was salam came close to Hazrat Hawa in Muzdalifa, but still it has been a very long time. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam saw somebody in front but could not recognize. They came close. It is said that when Adam alayhi salatu was salam was walking, Hazrat Hawa was also walking. Then from Muzdalifa they came to the Maidan of Arafat. Maidan of Arafat. There Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam recognized Hazrat Hawa. Subhanallah to bole. And what is the meaning of Arafat? Arafa in the Arabic language means to recognize. And this is why that area has been given that name, Arafat. Why Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam, it was in Arafat that he recognized Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam. And both of them then came to Mina and made dua and praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and subhanallah did the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Mina. That is why the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we go for Hajj, we have to go and visit Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informed him of the importance of Arafat. And so he says, Al-Hajju Arafat. Hajj is Arafat. Hajj is Arafat. If you don't visit Arafat, your Hajj is not complete. Subhanallah al-Azim. He met Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam passed away. The ulama have mentioned that at the time of his death, his total children with his grandchildren all together, at that time the population of this dunya was 40,000. Kitni?
40,000 कुछ कम है, कुछ कम है, 40,000. Subhanallah. Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam, it is said that she would give birth to a set of twins. To a set of twins. One boy, one girl. One boy, one girl. And the first set of twins would marry the opposite gender of the second set of twins. Some of the ulama have mentioned that in total Hazrat Hawa gave birth to 500 children. Aajkal hamari masturat to 4-5 bachche hoti hai na, hote hai na, to kehti ji ab to peeth mein dard hai, ab to peeth mein dard hai. Am I right, Muhammad Amin? Kya kehti hai mastura, ab to peeth mein dard hai, 4-5 bachche. Wo hamari mashallah purani aurte jo thi, ایک پیٹ سے 9-10 بچے ہوتے تھے ماشاءاللہ. ایک پیٹ سے 9-10 ماشاءاللہ. دیکھیں, اور نکاح بھی ایسے ہوتی تھی کہ بغیر دیکھے والدین نے طے کر دیا کہ جی اچھا تمہیں فلاں عورت کے ساتھ نکاح کرنا ہے, عورت کو کہا تمہیں فلاں کے ساتھ نکاح کرنا ہے. اس وقت شاذ و نادر کبھی کوئی انسان سنتا کہ فلاں کی کوئی طلاق, بلکہ اگر طلاق واقع ہو جاتی تو گویا آپ یوں سمجھے کہ ایک قیامت شہر میں ہوتی. بہت بڑا مسئلہ. That lady is divorced. اب تو شادی ہوتی ہے 2-3-4-5-6 months and you hear that the marriage fails, divorce takes place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Some said that she gave birth to 180 children, some says 120, some have said 500 children. The only child that was born without a sister, and he was born alone, ایک ہی بچہ ماں کے پیٹ میں, was the Nabi that succeeded حضرت آدم علیہ السلام, whose name is حضرت شیش علیہ السلام. کیا نام ہے؟ حضرت شیش علیہ السلام is one Nabi who is not mentioned in the Quran. We know Hazrat Shish alayhi salatu was salam from Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have mentioned, it comes in the hadith, that 50 scrolls were given to Hazrat Shish alayhi salatu was salam. He was born alone. When Hazrat Hawa gave birth to Hazrat Shish alayhi salatu was salam, he was alone. It is said that the noor of Shish alayhi salatu was salam was such that when she conceived Hazrat Shish alayhi salatu was salam, the stomach became transparent because of the noor of Shish alayhi salam. Mu'arrikheen have mentioned that Shish alayhi salatu was salam was carrying the noor of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah al-Azim. And he stayed in the womb for a long period of time. Bazo ne kaha, muh ke andar sare daant maujood the paidaish ke waqt. Sare daant. Subhanallah. And she could actually see Hazrat Shish alayhi salatu wassalam. And he succeeded Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam made wasiyat to Shish alayhi salam. In the time of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, in the time of Shish alayhi salam, and if we continue, in the time of Idris alayhi salatu was salam, there was no kuffar. Koi ek bhi kafir nahi tha. All of them were muwahideen. All of them followed the rules and the ahkam given to them by their father Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam. U'budullah rabbi wa rabbakum. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is my Rabb and who is your Lord. MashaAllah ta'ala. This is the story of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, alhamdulillah, that we follow the footsteps of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, that we follow the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
that we follow the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us the tawfiq that we carry out actions that will make us muttaqeen. Muttaqeen is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa is the greatest ni'mah. So when we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua that Allah make us from the muttaqeen. Allah make us from the mukhlisin. Allah make us from those la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Dua kalleh.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله هماري اس مجلس کو قبول فرما هماري اس مجلس کو قبول فرما يا الله هماري اس مجلس کو قبول فرما يا الله جو کچھ بولا ہے سنا ہے يا الله اس کو قبول فرما يا الله جو کچھ بولا ہے سنا ہے اس کو قبول فرما یا اللہ معتکفین کے اعتکاف کو قبول فرما یا اللہ جتنے لوگوں نے قرآن کریم کی تلاوت کی ہے یا اللہ اس کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری نوافل کو قبول فرما یا اللہ تیری توفیق سے جتنی جد و جہد کی ہے یا اللہ اس کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری محنت کیا یا اللہ تیری توفیق سے یا اللہ سب کچھ ہوتا ہے ہم تو اتنے محتاج ہیں یا اللہ ایک انگلی کو حرکت دے نہیں سکتے یا اللہ ایک انگلی کو حرکت نہیں دے سکتے یہ زبان چل نہیں سکتی بدون تیری اذن یا اللہ تیری اجازت سے سب کچھ ہوتا ہے تو تؤتی الملک من تشاء وتنزع الملک ممن تشاء یا اللہ تیری ذات وہ ہے لا حول ولا قوت الا باللہ انسان کو توفیق نہیں ملتی کہ وہ نیکی کرے بجز یہ کہ یا اللہ تیری کریمی ہو رحیمی ہو تیری اجازت ہو یا اللہ انسان گناہ سے بچ نہیں سکتا مگر جس کو تو بچائے یا اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہم نے اس مہینے کی قدر نہیں کی ہے یا اللہ اس مہینے کی قدر کر نہ سکے یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ایک ماں بچے کو معاف کر دیتی ہے یا اللہ ایک ماں بچے کو معاف کر دیتی ہے پر تو غفور الرحیم ہے یا اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ یقیناً موت کے وقت بڑی سختیاں ہوگی اس وقت تو ہماری حفاظت فرما سکرات میں حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ایسی موت دے جس سے تو راضی ہو یا اللہ موت کے وقت تو ہم سے راضی ہو یا اللہ قبر میں ہم اکیلے ہوں گے یا اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ اگر ہمارے گھر میں روشنی چلی جاتی ہے ہم حیران ہو جاتے ہیں پریشان ہو جاتے ہیں یا اللہ قبر میں تو روشنی نہیں ہوگی یا اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے دے یا اللہ ہم ایسے اعمال میں مشغول ہو جائے کہ ہماری قبر بھی روشن ہو جائے ہماری قبر جنت کے باغوں میں سے ایک باغ بن جائے یا اللہ حضرت عثمان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ روتے تھے خوب روتے تھے لوگوں نے کہا حضرت عثمان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کو جہنم کے ذکر پر اتنا نہیں روتے جتنا کہ قبر کے نام پر روتے ہیں آپ نے فرمایا کہ یہ قبر پہلا مرحلہ ہے جو یہاں کامیاب ہمیشہ کے لیے کامیاب یا اللہ تو ہمیں کامیاب کر دے یا اللہ تو ہمیں کامیاب کر دے یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ شب قدر کی رات نصیب فرما یا اللہ شب قدر نصیب فرما یا اللہ یہ معزز یا اللہ یہ رات ہمیں نصیب فرما شب قدر نصیب فرما اس کی فضیلت ہمیں نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے روزوں کو قبول فرما ہمارے روزوں کو قبول فرما ہمیں توفیق دے دے یا اللہ ہم ہمیشہ کے لیے متقین بن جائے مخلصین میں سے بن جائے ان لوگوں میں سے بن جائے جن کے لیے دنیا میں کوئی خوف نہیں آخرت میں کوئی غم نہیں یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا ہمارے عزیز و اقارب میں سے یا اللہ جن کا انتقال ہو گیا ہے ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما جو ہاسپٹل میں بیمار ہے گھروں میں بیمار ہے یا اللہ ان تمام کو شفا کاملہ عاجلہ نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں قرآن کریم کے ساتھ نسبت دے دے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ ہماری نسبت جوڑ دے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ ہماری نسبت جوڑ دے یا اللہ صغیرہ گناہ سے بچنے کی توفیق دے کبیرہ گناہ سے بچنے کی توفیق دے سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ سبحان اللہ العظیم اللہم انا نسألک العفو والعافیۃ فی الدنیا والآخرہ اللہم انا نسألک من رضاک والجنۃ ونعوذ بک من غضبک والنار ونعوذ بک من غضبک والنار سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين